from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Aditi, you are, I think, one of the best people in the world to ask the following question to.
Oh, boy.
So, The Athletic came out with a list of all 32 teams and said, Steelers fans going into this season are one of the most pessimistic fan bases in the entire NFL. And it sparked a conversation about how people here are just unhappy about winning 9 games and losing a playoff game every year. So the reason why you're perfect is because, A, you work in the NFL, you're around teams, you know what the league is like, and B, you are married to a Steelers season ticket holder and diehard fan. So you have the professional perspective. You also have the fan perspective. So your thoughts on Steelers fans being fed up with 9 wins every year and no playoff wins?
I definitely think that there is more frustration within the fan base over the run of non-losing record, the run of non-losing seasons, but lack of playoff win than externally. I mean, I'll tell you openly, D'Amico Ryans walked into one of our production meetings where Arch and I were kind of having, Adam Archuleta, my analyst, and I were sort of having this back and forth debate about Mike Tomlin's relative success, considering that he'd had, again, never had a losing record and yet had not won a playoff game in so long. And D'Amico walks into this and he's like, I'd take that. And Brian Flores said it to me just 2 weeks ago when we were catching up and we were saying how much he misses Mike Tomlin. And I said, yeah, well, you know, I think it's really time to get back on the playoff win thing. And he said, there's a lot of people that would trade places with him. So I would say that you are correct that the fans have sort of a higher standard or expectation than the way the outside world views what's really been kind of a sustained, I shouldn't say kind of, what's really been a level of consistency that's almost peerless, really, for the run of Mike Tomlin's tenure. So, okay, that is correct. But I would also say it's Mike Tomlin and the Steelers organization that have set that standard and set that expectation. And they're the ones that make Steelers fans believe that it is their birthright, it is their fan right to expect more, to expect Lombardi trophies. I mean, it's Mike Tomlin who told Antonio Brown, you're hunting Lombardis and nothing else. It's Mike Tomlin who shut me down after he started the season 0-4, finished 8-8, and I said, well, that was relatively successful. He said, says who? I don't think that's a success. I'll never forget him saying that to me. So that's the one piece of it. The second piece of it, I don't think Steelers fans are pessimistic. I don't think Steelers fans are pessimistic at all.
What makes you say
like,
that?
I just feel like people are so bullish on and excited by Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and just think that their quarterback room is so much better than what it's been the last few years.
I don't disagree with that, but you say that, they say that, and then I say, all right, so what's your record prediction this year? And they say 9-8 in a first-round loss. So both things can be true.
Okay, but that, yes, that's fair, but that's also what they've completely gotten used to, right? I mean, that's sort of been the standard, for lack of a better word, the last 7 years.
Didi, when it comes to this pessimistic discussion here, the same thing Pony cited to start you off with the personal and professional angle. They were, I think, Pony, what, the 25th most pessimistic fan base. It was like 40, yes. You know, the majority of the people that they talked to expressed pessimistic feelings.
Apparently, the Saints fans, when they sobered up, were the most pessimistic here.
When you just take stock of the Steelers, and granted, you have to take stock of what's around them, division, conference, all that, do you see more reasons, you know, professionally speaking here, for pessimism or for optimism about the immediate direction of this franchise?
Well, optimism. I think that the division is really, really hard. And I think that that's a great point that you make in terms of everything is relative. I mean, you line up and you play and you end up with a winner. So it doesn't really matter whether you look good or you don't in a game. It's all about, at the end of the day, how many W's do you have? But having said that, they finally have a functioning offensive brain trust. And again, I keep hammering the same idea home, but to have someone who knows what he's actually doing when he game plans, who will take input from other really accomplished good coaches and teachers, this is a really, really good offensive staff. And at the head of it is a man that not only has been a coordinator in the National Football League, but has been successful as a coordinator running an offense in the style that his bosses, Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney, are telling him to run it. So there's demonstrated success doing what he is being tasked to do. And he also has the added benefit of having been a head coach and sat in the head seat for a while. And that makes you better. That informs you. That experience is vital. So the addition of Arthur Smith is huge. They've invested in the offensive line. We won't know how great that line is until we get them all out there and we see what they're playing like. But okay, at least there was an investment. There wasn't this idea, oh, we'll patch it together and see what happens. There's some excitement about what these running backs can do, one of whom, in Najee Harris, should have a massive chip on his shoulder. And the other one, who's a genuine game breaker and gem, in Jalen Warren. And then that defense, you fully expect that defense to be a top quality defense. So we keep saying, I think the biggest question mark is the quarterback play. We'll see how that all plays out. I think that the idea, the plan, is to build around Russell Wilson in a way that he had the most success when he was in Seattle, when he had a great run game and he had a great defense.
I've got two questions for
all
you.
All of that. Wait, but are you buying this? Like,
no.
Am I making it strong enough?
You are.
You don't think that the arrow is pointing up.
I
you don't think any of this makes sense to you.
It can make sense, but then I'm going to ask you, all that being said, because we are asking all of our weekly guests and big-time football names to predict the Steelers' record for 2024.
I can't.
Oh, you're not allowed anymore?
You have to warn me for that, so I can. Well, you know what? We just got more gambling policy stuff. We have so many policy
things. This isn't gambling.
I'm
not asking you to put money up.
I know.
The guy's in studio,
Bill
Cowher. Bill Cowher is going to make a pick on who's going to win the Super Bowl right before the season starts on Sunday.
Yeah, Coach Cowher's got a lot more juice than me.
Okay,
Coach Cowher can get away with a lot more than I can.
Well, but it's not him doing it off on the side for some gambling website. It's him doing it on the NFL Today. So if he can do that on the NFL Today at 12:55 on Sunday, I think you should be allowed to at least say what you think the Steelers' record is going
to
be.
I know, but I think this is one of those things that you need to let me at least look at the schedule.
Well, how about this?
Summary of the schedule. Easier at the start, horrifying at the end.
By 6 o'clock, Aditi, I want you to text me your Steelers' record prediction. Okay?
I hate to big time you, but I've got 3 Broncos interviews. Believe it or not, I've got a bunch of other things. I got on a plane to Seattle tomorrow.
Well, Mike Florio's got Ravens and Chiefs tomorrow night, and he hit us with 9-8 and missed the playoffs.
Oh,
so what's your rebuttal there? I didn't prep him on that.
Mike Florio is just, but I have to come back to this town. I live in this city.
Mike lives in West Virginia. It's drivable.
Yeah.
He sent pepperoni rolls up to us. But if you've got an optimistic slant on things, you shouldn't be shy about giving the record.
Look, I just feel like decisions have been made. Things are happening that make you feel like this isn't just I can't say that it's not going to be more of the same, but it's not like, okay, we're going to try to roll out things exactly the same and hope for a different result.
All right, so I'm hearing in that, I'm hearing 8 and 9 in that answer. Is that what you want me to write you down for?
No, I'm not saying that the Steelers will have a losing record.
Okay.
I mean, without even looking at it, Florio saying 9 and 8 and missing the playoffs isn't that, outlandish.
You want to copy Mike?
But I'm not confirming. No, I told you. I want to look at the record. I want to look at the schedule, please.
All right. Last one then, and you have until 6 o'clock or we're not friends anymore.
Are we friends already though? Do you count us as friends? Are we friends?
I think.
Does your husband say creek or crick?
Oh God, I have no idea.
Can you ask him?
Creek. No, he does. He does say creek actually.
Okay, that's
good. He actually used the word creek today. He said that the water drains through our yard, under the street, into a creek in my across the street neighbor's backyard.
All right, so he's not like all the way with Yinzer. He's close, but he's
no.
Not.
But he does. But he says measure.
Does he say
sweeper?
Does he say Washington?
No, but his grandmother did. His late grandmother did say
Washington. Well, I think that one.
And the first time she said it, I wondered what that was.
Yeah, I think that's right though. Generationally, that sounds correct to me.
All right, Aditi.
You know one. Wait, but I need to give you just one really thing.
Well, no, you're not allowed to unless you give me a prediction.
No, I have to.
We can't hear
it's
you anymore. Donnie, put her down. No, she doesn't want to give us a prediction. Goodbye, Aditi. We'll talk later. See ya.
Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noresides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.